he think he was going to say?
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Don Felder, great guitar player with the Eagles, but he was fired from the band in 2001. He sued the band, and the band sued him, and finally settled out of court in 07. But they asked Don, would he be attending this Saturday's Classic West reunion of the Eagles reuniting at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles?
I don't have any plans to attend. I haven't heard from anyone in the management or anyone in the band about my participation, which is fine with me. I'm not certain that I would if I were invited at this point.
Not a big surprise. He doesn't even think they should reunite at all.
The one statement I remember most is that when Joe was out touring in the 80s and was on Howard Stern playing Desperado and playing Life in the Fast Lane in his show, I remember Don saying, accept no substitutes, meaning he should be the only one that can sing Desperado and Life in the Fast Lane. Joe shouldn't be doing that. Yet the hypocrisy of what's happening right now is substitutes for Glenn. And honestly, I don't think there is a substitute for Glenn and the Eagles.
Doesn't he sound like a really boring college professor? I like him, but hey. News Corporation Australian branch doesn't like Paul McCartney very much. What? He's one of the most successful composers in the world, but they say he abuses grammar and syntax. Here's their example, Love Me Do. You don't even have to go past the title, which sounds like it was written by Yoda. Even with the redundant third word, the correct usage should be Do Love Me. Well, that would suck. P.S. I Love You. McCartney commits one of songwriting's worst faux pas, to rhyme a word with the same word. As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember that I'll always be in love with you. Okay, they have a point. Jet has a chorus that is so devoid of any discernible meaning, it's hard to know even how to punctuate it. It's poetic license. Give him a break.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.